Chapter 63. Long before they'd got back to the beach, where the Uncle Arthur still stood on a slant, Joshua could see it all. Out at sea, there was not just one Traverser anymore, not just the living island that had collected the Uncle from the abyss. Now there were many, perhaps a dozen, even more. It was hard to distinguish the low backs of the beasts in the further ocean. "An archipelago," Maggie said. "An archipelago of traversers. That's not a bad word, is it? And look how they're bumping up against each other." "Frolicking," said Joshua. "Beasts the size of islands, presumably brought here from many worlds, frolicking together. On any other day, that might seem strange." Now Joshua saw one of the traversers had come closer to the shore than the rest. Big, glistening flaps on its back opened up, and what looked like standard-issue humans emerged, just walking out. Some of them clambered into crude-looking boats they hauled out of the traverser's interior and paddled to the shore. The Uncle Arthur crew just watched, open-mouthed. The woman who walked up the beach was perhaps 30 years old. The boy at her side, perhaps 10. All but naked, their feet bare, their legs coated with seawater and sand, they bravely faced the travellers in their high-tech suits. The little boy was clinging to his mother's hand, staring. Lobsang said, "You know who this is, don't you?" Joshua murmured, "I think you're scaring him, Lobsang. Let me handle this." Joshua hobbled forward, deliberately smiling. "Lucille? Troy?" The woman nodded curtly. "My name is Joshua Valiente. This is Lobsang. Troy, your grandfather, Nelson Azakiwe, asked us to find you. Well, I'm not quite sure how we did it, but here we are." "Huh," said the woman, unimpressed. "You took your time."